Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. 93.3 The Planet, the home of the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
I'm a different person on social media. I'm like, oh, so good to hear from you, but then I'm going to go hide from me when I see you at Walmart.
9.
If I look bored when you spend 30 minutes showing me all your tattoos, it's because I'm bored when you spend 30 minutes showing me all your tattoos.
Paige.
Crazy is as crazy does. You cannot fix stupid or crazy.
Fat boy.
I told my son I didn't have the internet when I was growing up. If I wanted to see boobs, I had to do it the old-fashioned way. Beg my buddy's sister to flash me.
The Rise Guys. Mornings 5 till 10 on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
And for the second time ever, it's entertainment this morning with Matt Mann's mom, Mary. Good morning, Mom.
Morning.
You're supposed to say, hey, baby.
I started to, but I stopped.
No, that's your catchphrase.
Yeah, it is. That's
hey, baby.
Hey, Mama.
Everybody knows
how's
that.
How's it going?
Hey, baby. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I mean, I'm good, you know.
I'm better than I want to be.
Well, Lord God, me too. Ain't we all? We really are.
Yep.
We're all very blessed. Fat Boy is coming down with some of the sinus trouble, too. I know you've been dealing with that.
Yeah.
I haven't had any.
I was talking to Paige. Paige has been dealing with
it.
I'm sorry, Mom. Well, so I was telling them earlier, Mother, that I had to tell you last night when you were trying to tell me about the great Kelly Clarkson concert to save it for the air because, you know, not that I didn't care. I really do. But I was like, you know, we'll talk about it tomorrow morning, meaning today, and then you can not only tell me, but many hundred thousands of people listening right now, how was the Kelly Clarkson show? I know Paige is stammering to find out what happened.
Oh, it was great. I enjoyed it all. It was crowded. There's a lot of people. I think they said it was sold out.
Yeah, it was.
Who did you go with, Mary?
I took my sister Brenda with me.
Oh,
that's Aunt Brenda Page.
Yeah, she, her husband, we went for dinner, and then her husband took us and let us out at the front, and then he came back and picked us up.
Wow. Awesome. Uncle Neil's always a gentleman, is he not?
So then he came back to pick you up.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
That was a good thing.
Yeah, he was waiting there. We didn't have to wait on him. He was sitting there waiting.
He just sat out in the parking lot during the Kelly Clarkson show?
No, he was sitting out front.
Oh, I see.
You know, what is that, 385?
Yeah.
That front entrance. And he said the policemen were very nice. That one came up and said, are you waiting on somebody? And he said, yeah. And so he said he didn't say you got to move or get out of the way or nothing.
The officers here are very respectful.
That's good.
When it comes to Kelly Clarkson fans,
there was a limousine parked behind him. I told Brenda, I said, well, we're getting a limousine.
My mom sat in the parking lot of a Metallica concert one time when I was a kid.
She left you in there?
Yeah, dropped me and my buddy Brad off.
Oh, wow.
Yep, in Charlotte.
That's what moms do.
Yeah, she sat in the parking lot and read a book while we went and rocked out for 3 hours.
It wasn't Brad Stonehill, was it?
Yes, it was.
I should have left him there.
Mom, did you, so you said the concert was great. Did she do all the hits, Kelly?
I didn't know all of her hits, but I knew a lot of them. I like the one she does that, it makes you stronger.
Is that your favorite song? What's your favorite Clarkson song?
Yeah, I think that is.
Whatever makes you stronger?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh,
but
yeah.
She did a lot of her new ones, too, and she was barefooted at the end on some of them.
Oh, my gosh.
Because she came out from under the floor to begin with.
She popped up like Rey Mysterio.
She came up out of the center of the floor, and she looked like a Barbie doll because she had a big old round, long gown on.
Oh, yeah.
And you know how you used to get the Barbie dolls at Christmas time that were in the plastic dome-like thing?
Oh, yeah.
And her hair was long, and she just looked like a little Barbie doll, and everything she wore was red and black.
Oh, it's like a few of them melted together.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Pretty sure after she sang the first song in that, then the lights went out, and when she came back, she had on the top and a short skirt with it.
Ooh. Oh, so I guess her feet was hurting.
Several times.
Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. Ooh. Was there any special appearances? Like, was Justin Guarini from the Dr. Pepper commercials there?
A little sweet.
I don't know who that is, but Kelsey Ballerini was on there.
Really?
Oh.
Oh, that's good.
And then...
I'm a fan.
A couple of years ago, she coached... I mean, she's one of the judges on The Voice, and...
That's why you're a big fan of hers, right?
Yeah. And this young girl, she was on her team, and... She won for Kelly, and so she was touring with her.
Oh, I see.
That was the last night of the tour.
Oh, you got to see the last hurrah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm glad you had fun. She
was on the stage. She had one song. She said it makes her get sad, but I don't know what it was about. She mentioned something about her childhood, but she said... that her husband and her sister and her husband was in the audience. And she said when she sang that song, it made her sad. And so while she was singing it, she had a guitar guy standing beside of her.
Yeah.
And then
guitarist.
This other guy came across stage plate. Mimicking. He wasn't really playing.
Uh-huh.
And the other guy walked off and he got over beside of her.
It was her husband?
Yeah.
I'll be dead.
Where was Reba?
Reba wasn't there.
No, not Reba.
Not Reba.
I mean, everybody else was there.
It seemed like it was a virtual who's who. It really was.
Yeah, he was there, and she had to quit singing then, but she started back, and then they kissed before he went off stage.
I hope they didn't get too handsy-pansy up there.
No. He's a nice-looking man.
Is he now?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and Brenda asked me, she said, does he play with her? I said, he's an agent. I said, he's her agent. And then I know he's Blake Shelton's because they talk about it.
I see.
Okay.
I appreciate you coming on this morning, Mom. I know you're saddened by the passing of Nipsey Hussle and all, so I appreciate you being brave.
Sad.
Sorry?
Who died?
Nipsey Hussle.
Who's that?
Yeah. Mom, let me ask you this. First of all, that was my Valentine's Day gift to you, and I'm glad you and Aunt Brenda. She sent me a text last night, Aunt Brenda did. You didn't tell her to do that, did you?
No.
Yeah, she did. She right after I got off the phone with you, I got a text message from her thanking me for the tickets.
Oh, that's nice.
The timing was out
on
that.
That's nice.
Yeah,
we had good seats, and we talked to the girls in front of us. The girl in front of us this was her third time seeing Kelly in concert, and she was in Denver, Colorado, and she wasn't going to come out there because she saw where she was coming to Greenville, and she was from, I think, North Carolina because her mama was with her, and her mama lived in Mooresville where Angel used to live.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. You got to plug in for Angel.
There's
even Mary last
on that. She flew all the way out here. She's... paid $300 to fly.
She must be made out of money. Let me ask you this. Since you're so good at reviewing concerts, what if we got you tickets to see Disturbed? Would you want to review that concert for us?
Tickets to what?
Disturbed.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Doesn't sound like Mary's
we'd make you come in here and shave your head for them if we did.
Yeah, that's true.
No,
that's true.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, Mama, I'm glad you had fun.
I appreciate the tickets, but I don't appreciate I don't know them people, and I don't
want to
go.
What do you mean by them people? They're great.
Disturbed.
Let me ask you this. You got a birthday coming up.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You got a birthday in January. Mama, if there was any concert that you could go to, who would you like to go see? I'll check the touring schedule.
Does it have to be a concert? I don't have a birthday the next year.
Well, let's just play along, Mom. What's the concert you would love to go see? Let's just say that.
For Mother's Day. I have to say a concert or a show.
Any show or event. Maybe Mother's Day.
I would like to see an opera.
Oh, really?
Yep, I always have.
Want to see Porgy and Bess?
No, I don't want to see them.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I want to see something like Phantom of the Opera, Les Miserables.
Yeah.
Book of Mormon?
Yeah.
No. I don't know that I want to see that. I mean, not
you
because
don't.
Of
no,
what it
is. You no,
know,
it is
thing,
because of what it is. You don't want to see it.
Yeah.
I know you.
The language.
Yeah, this is pretty filthy.
Yeah.
Well, Mama, I love you, and I appreciate you coming on. People are enjoying hearing your review of it. They say they will not miss it next year because of the words you've said today. So thank you for that. And I love you.
I love you.
Well, I love you more.
Yeah,
oh, don't you turn this into a you-know-what contest.
You love me more. Matthew, I'd give my life for you.
Well, I would. Hey, I'd give both of mine for you.
Both of them.
That's right. This one and the afterlife. I'd let you go to heaven for me, Mom.
I don't want your afterlife, but I want to know where it is.
Well, you know where it is, do you not?
Yeah, I know where it is.
Okay.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Mama. All right. Well, no, that was a tape. All right. I love you, Mama.
And, I love you, sweetheart.
All right. And have a great morning.
You too.
All right.
You come see me now.
Hey, I just saw you on, what day was that? Saturday, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, going to come this week.
Yes, I am. I'll see you Thursday. Put it on the schedule.
All right.
All right. I love you, Mama.
Love you. Have a great day.
Tell everybody else you love them and goodbye, or maybe just goodbye.
Bye, fat boy. Bye, nine. Bye, Kate.
Goodbye, man.
I should remember everybody's names. All right.
Love you, Mama.
All right. Love you, Mama.
Love y'all.
All right. Bye, baby.
Bye-bye.
I'll take you to late, Miz. Jean Valjean.
You hush your mouth.
Does it have to be a concert? I want to see an opera. I'm like, what?
You'll see Porgy and Bess. I don't want to see them.
Porgy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
All right, let's bring her back. We got to do the legal mumbo jumbo. You still there?
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, Hendrix makes me ask, are you sure that you want to do this? We're not promising you anything. We're not making you do this. You're doing this on your own accord.
Yeah.
And you gave us your daddy's phone number. We did not find that for you. You knew that. You knew your daddy's phone number.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yep.
I bet you Fatboy doesn't know his father's phone number. I bet you. I just bet you. All right. We're going to dial the number. When your daddy answers, just start talking to him, reveal what you want to do, and then once everything comes out, we'll jump on the call with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Brand new Truth and Consequences. Here on this day, we all survived April Fool's Day. This is no joke. This is her life. Shh. Quiet, Matthew.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, baby doll, what's going on? What you doing?
Nothing much. I just wanted to chat for a minute.
Everything okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Just wanted to chat for a few minutes of your time.
Okay, yeah, I just poured the first glass of coffee, cup of coffee. Your number's not showing up. Is something wrong with your phone?
Oh, yeah, I don't know what's up with that, really.
Okay. Well, what's up? You good?
Yeah. Well, I have something I want to talk to you about, and the timing is odd. I realize the fact that it's so early, but I wanted to tell you.
Definitely. I'm up. I'm not going into a little later today, so I'm good. What's going on?
Okay. Okay. So I guess I'll just come out and say it. I'm seeing someone right now, and I wanted to give you a heads up and just talk to you about it.
Okay, so you're not quitting school, are you? You're seeing somebody.
No.
You got me. Yes, worried that you're quitting school. You're right there at the finish line.
God, you know, no. I'm ready for it to be over, actually.
Okay. I'm sitting here. There's no way she can quit. So, I mean, you see different guys, and I just meet them when they come over. So I don't understand what the big deal is. I mean, why is it such a pressing issue? I mean, I love talking to you and all, but I always take your call for my baby doll. But
I love you, Dad.
But you never called me to tell me you're dating. So
no,
you
I know.
Meet them when you bring them to the house. You know.
Yeah, well, the situation is just a little different, and I just felt like I needed to call you and just tell you, because it turns out you actually know the person that I'm seeing.
Okay, like a past boyfriend or something like that?
No, not a past boyfriend, definitely a new one. Okay, God, I'll just come out and say it. I've been seeing Tyler.
There's only one Tyler I know, and I'm sure that's not the one you're talking about. I don't know any other Tylers.
No, Dad, that's the one. That's the Tyler that I'm talking about.
Wait a second. Are you talking about the Tyler that works for me?
Yeah, that's the one.
Tyler I see every damn day. That Tyler.
Yeah. I don't really know how else to say it, Dad.
Okay, if this is a prank, you're one day late. It's not April Fool's. It's April 2nd now, so April Fool's. Are you messing with me? It's early, baby. Seriously. That's a good one, though. I mean,
I had a feeling you was going to say that, Daddy. Hey, Dad? I mean, I'm not your son.
No. You're also not Tyler. Tell him that.
No, this is not Tyler. We're on the radio right now. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show up here in Greenville, 93.3 The Planet. We play rock and roll music. Good morning, sir. We're live on the radio right now. It's not a joke, though. It's not a joke. It's not for concert tickets. Go ahead and continue on with your father and let him know this is legit. And by the way, sir, please don't cuss because we're live on the public airwaves.
Yeah, Dad, I'm sorry. It's not a prank, but I just thought this was maybe an easier way to tell you so that it's sort of in public and we can have like a conversation about it because I didn't want you to get upset.
Okay, well, you're catching me off guard here. It's early, baby, but
talking to me or your daughter, sir?
I'm talking to my daughter.
I understand. Go ahead.
So I think you're making a huge mistake here. My first impression is I don't approve of this at all. You know, first, you're too young. You're 23 years old. This guy's early 30s or whatever he is, and he's already got a baby. I mean, you want to be a stepmommy at 23, baby? You haven't even gotten out of college where you're going to be a stepmommy.
No, I'm aware of it, and honestly, it's not something that bothers me.
Well, you
I
know
think
what
he's a really
me?
Great dad.
Well, you know what kind of bothers me? Why doesn't this man have any integrity? I'm tinkling at the stall next to him every day, you know, and the guy can't tell me that he's seeing my own daughter.
Oh, tinkling.
Tinkling.
No, I'm like, what are y'all doing?
Tinkling. I'm trying not to curse here.
No, I appreciate it. That.
Yeah, I'm at the urinal, and he's right there next to me, and he's not going to tell me. I hope it's early on here, honey. Is it early?
No, we haven't been seeing each other for like an insane long time or anything, but I think... for me, like, I just wanted to see like what this was because I clearly like wasn't out there looking for a relationship. He actually just reached out to me and we started chatting and we just really hit it off. And
he reached out to you. This SOB reached out to you. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No, I don't approve this at all. I mean, I'm his boss, you know, and he's already been on thin ice with me, honey.
Oh, boy.
And so I don't know how long he'll be.
Dad, he's a good guy. What's he done? He hasn't done anything.
Well, he needs to be a man if he's a man. You know, he's got a child, and he's trying to already make a stepmom out of you, and you're not even out of your early 20s yet.
I am totally fine with it, and I wanted to be the one to tell you and talk to you about it. You know, clearly, you know, I'm your daughter. I wanted to be the one to talk to you.
Sir, do you feel disrespected that he didn't come to you and say, I would like to date your daughter, and as your employee, is that okay? Do you feel as though there's some disrespect there?
Absolutely stinking tootly, I do. Yes, sir.
I'd be dead blue.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know why this guy, I see him every single day, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave this guy a job too, you know. I mean, and he's made some mistakes. If you know, I don't know if he listens to this station, but if he does, he's going to hear it. He's made some mistakes, and
And this is another big one. So I don't know how long
he's
employed.
What has he done? He hasn't done anything.
Well, he's not being straight up. Yeah, he has now. He has done other things.
Because I'm your daughter, and I wanted to tell you. I mean, how would you have felt if your employee said that, and then you came to me, and you're like, honey, why didn't you ever tell me about this? So this is me telling you about it.
Because he's a lot older man than you. He's already birthed a child with another woman, and he works for me. That's why. It's out of respect.
But Dad, you know? I'm not 17. I'm 23. Like I'm an adult.
Well, you're still on. You're still on my bankroll till you finish school. And
they're both on your bankroll.
Oh,
Well, that is true, sir. Too. Yes, it is. They're both on my bankroll.
That's not fair. That's not fair. We're both adults. We both care about each other. He's not using me. He's not doing something wrong. Like, I really like him. He's a good guy.
Did you meet little Billy or whatever his son's name is?
Yeah, I have.
Oh.
No, really? You already did play dates with the stepson. Look at that.
Her stepson. His son's son.
He's been upfront with me about everything, and I wanted to meet him.
You're going to lock yourself up into this relationship. You're putting yourself on lockdown. It's like you're getting out.
It's not a prison sentence, though. I mean, okay. Yeah, go ahead. I don't want to talk. Go ahead.
Well, come on. She needs to enjoy like her 20s and not, hey, there's a lot of fish out there. She needs to go fishing.
You're hearing from your daughter that I like someone and want to be in a committed relationship, and you're telling me I need to, like, spend my 20s going out and, like, sleeping with a bunch of guys and sowing my wild oats? Like, I'm not really interested in that.
I'm not telling you to spread your legs, honey. I'm just saying there's a lot of other guys out there that you need to enjoy dating and not become stepmama right out of college. You've still got a remainder of the semester left. So that's all I'm saying, you know? I'm sorry. My initial reaction is I don't feel good about this, and I have to go see this guy today.
Oh, God.
I mean, how do you think that's going to, how's that going to go over?
Hopefully you guys can just have a nice, normal conversation. I think he's really great.
I hope you should bring some biscuits
to the work site today, honey.
Yeah, I hope we can break some bread and dosey dough around the office. That sounds great, but I don't think that's going to happen.
What about a pizza party? Something's got to happen.
Throw a pizza party. Yeah, we'll go get beers together and go to Titter. Anyway.
Don't do anything till 11. I want to come check it out.
All right, 10:30. All right, Dad, we're going to let you go. I believe your daughter's going to call you when we hang up, though. But I sure do appreciate you not cussing. I really do.
That's nice.
You said darn tootin' and all that stuff. So
I try to keep it, PG-13 at least.
Well, it says a lot for your business. It really does. All right, well, Dad, your daughter's going to call you in a moment, okay?
Okay. Well, if y'all ever need chemical supplies.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Always a businessman.
That's why I didn't use her name, because she don't spend money.
Some chemical supplies. Oh, Lord. Give it away now, would you? Yeah. Jesus Christmas. All right. Is she still with us?
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yeah, she's there. Okay.
I got you.
Paige, what should she do here? What should she do?
I don't know.
Part of me says she should show up to the work site today.
Yeah, you should.
Your boyfriend, right. I mean, I'm sure you've made him aware of this and everything. He's listening, and I'm sure of it. And it's going to be rough on him today.
Yeah.
Maybe should have done this on a Saturday, but then we wouldn't have been here, so that wouldn't have worked out.
I would hate for him to leave his job, though. That's terrible, if that's what
No, I don't think he's going to lose his job. I mean, that's really unethical. Like, I don't like what you're doing in your personal life. I'm going to fire you.
Yeah.
He said he was on thin ice.
I think I've never heard about that. If there's something, I've certainly never heard about it.
Yeah. Well,
girl,
I would love to catch up with you in the next few weeks and find out how everything's going and where everybody's employed and all this stuff.
Thanks. Thank you for your help today.
Did we help, though? Be honest here. Do you regret any of that at all?
No. Okay. It was much better to sort of do it in this more calm public environment, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, I wish you a whole lot of luck with that. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
And good luck to Justin now. I guess it's okay to say his name. Good luck to him and both of you. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right.
Here's your P1 pick of the day from the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Like, I would love to, maybe I'm just wrong, but I would love to hear some Triple H Stephanie McMahon stories of people who started under not duress, but you were like, oh man, I don't know about this. This could be awful for my career or my job or whatever.
Yeah.
1-800-774-0093. If you dated the boss's daughter or boss's son, God, there ain't no way.
No, you're either on the way out, really hate the boss, both.
What's worse, dating the boss's daughter or working with your wife or girlfriend? Or husband or boyfriend?
Oh, probably
or whatever
bad.
The situation is. They're both bad.
Equally bad, probably.
I've never had that situation before in my whole life. I tried to date the preacher's daughter, and then Kelly wanted nothing to do with me.
Yeah, well, on the comments on Facebook, a lot of people had, like, Jennifer had engaged to one for 7 years, her boss's son.
They were engaged for seven years?
For 7 years.
Good Lord.
Devin.
I couldn't get the ring off.
I've dated my boss's daughter, and it turned out he liked me more than his own daughter. LOL.
Mm.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Lynn, I'm trying to date the owner of my company's daughter now.
I said, don't.
Is that Lynn with an E or just a N with Lynn with no N's?
Like Swan.
That'd be a lie. I don't know.
Ethan didn't date her. Laid it to her a couple times, though.
That's worse.
Oh, Lord. I'm not doing any analogies here. Like, wow. I mean, like if the shoe was on the other foot or whatever, and I, was a boss of some kind of whatever.
You'd be walking in circles.
I wouldn't want to be, I wouldn't like the thought of one of my employees dating my kid.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
She's 16. No, yeah. I mean, if she was older, you know.
But that's always awkward, especially if you have a bad day at work with her dad, and then you got to go home. You're going out with her just saying, oh, man, your dad was such an ass today. That would be a hard conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't go home and bitch about the boss if you live with his child.
You can't.
Nope.
Yeah, but
unless they don't get along.
Yeah, if they don't get along. Yeah, that's perfect. What's wrong? Bad connections? Tell them to call back on a better line.
Yeah.
What is happening with cell phones? Maybe we do need to get the 5G. It's like, I feel like old bag phones got better reception than some of the ones now.
I don't know, man. It seems like the Bluetooth in cars didn't really get good till about 2017 or 18, depending on the make and model of your vehicle.
Yeah.
When you talk into the car Bluetooth, it sounds terrible unless you have like a brand new one, like last couple years.
Hmm.
I mean, I'd like to hear from people like Heath. He married his boss's daughter.
Heath?
Yeah. I don't want to say any last names, but Heath, like the bar, Heath Bar.
I don't get it, man. There are so many people.
What do you mean, on Earth? On Earth?
Yeah.
Why do you have to? Too?
It's like the whole, you know, high school thing. You're 20 years out, and you're still messing with the same people.
Is that a good connection on one?
Yeah.
All right, try that. We'll go to Lilana and talk to Anonymous. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
So it wasn't my boss's daughter, but my dad is a police officer, and he ended up arresting this girl at my high school for shoplifting, and that's how I met her. And when she got out, we started dating, and that did not go over well.
Was it like a go to work with dad day, and you were in the back seat, and there she was beside you, and she was handcuffed, and you reached your hand over, and do you think about trying to help her escape?
No, I met her because my mom was also a high school teacher at the school that we both went to.
Yeah.
So he came home and basically was like, do you know this person? And then gave me a lecture on, like, don't talk to her. She's a bad person. So I immediately went and found her. And we just, you know, started dating.
Was that a little bit of rebellion, you think? Just because your dad said, no, don't you do it. And you're like, oh, this girl's scandalous. She's shocked.
You know, maybe. But I thought she was pretty cool. I don't know what everybody else had the problem with. Maybe it's just me.
Yeah, and are y'all happily married today with many children?
Oh, no. We broke up, like, before I graduated high school. But we dated for, like, a solid year and a half. Like, it was a long time.
Yeah. Well, maybe watch a little live PD and reconnect with her. Who knows?
Maybe.
Stranger things have happened, Anonymous. Thank you, sir. And spread the word down to Georgia for us, if you would. Thank you.
Yep.
Once we get the beer in North Carolina, we'd like to get it to Georgia.
Kind of want to know if she stole stuff from him or something.
Yeah. Oh, from the dad?
Well, from the guy she was dating.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's got to be a reason, right?
Yeah, there's got to be something there.
Let's go to another anonymous. Everybody's being very mysterious today. Anonymous, good morning. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
There's Anonymous.
Hey, I can barely hear you.
Well,
we can hear you loud and clear.
My voice is in beautiful form today. Okay. Must be your phone. What's my phone?
I turned the volume up. I didn't really date my boss's daughter.
His son?
But I knocked up my baseball coach's daughter when I was 14.
Wow. Like okay. Little League Baseball.
Little League Baseball.
How old was she?
She was 14.
Oh, wow. How'd that go?
I like to say I was poking around for fun, and she took me for keeps.
Yeah?
Did you sit the bench the whole year? I wouldn't have played
no,
you.
Actually, I was the starting catcher.
Should have been starting catcher.
Good Lord. Now, what happened? Obviously, you're still the father of the child. Are y'all together? You and this?
No. She switched teams on this.
Yeah. What happened?
What do you mean? She dated a football player?
No, she dated a football cheerleader.
Ah, lame.
Okay.
Good
okay.
Lord.
The stories.
Wow. Wow.
Yep.
Holy moly.
Good time.
Oh wow.
That was a long time ago.
I bet they will marry to the ESPN Sports Center theme. I bet they will. That'll be their first dance. All right, thank you, Anonymous. Have a good morning.
Appreciate you and your wild stories.
I believe that.
I absolutely believe that.
At first, I was like, okay, this is going to be roast beef guy or something.
No.
Calling with a little prank.
Knocked up my baseball coach's daughter, and then she became a lesbian after that.
That's right.
Wonder why.
Well, I don't know. Let's go to yet another Anonymous. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing today?
Good. Are you going to tell us that you had sex with your Boy Scout leader's daughter?
No, not my Boy Scout leader's daughter. When I was 15, I took this girl's virginity. And then when I was 18...
Let's get it right. She gave it to you.
Yeah.
You didn't take it.
Well, about 3 years later, I started a new job, and I really thought the manager looked familiar. Well, it was... that girl's mom. About 6 months later, it kind of dawned on her as to who I was. She found some stupid reason to fire me. I think I came back from lunch like 5 minutes later, something silly like that.
Mm-hmm.
But to make it even better, the girl's birth name was actually Juliet, but she went by Julie.
Is your name Romeo?
No, it's not.
Oh. What's the punchline?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Right. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I thought he was working up to some kind of great little thing there.
Something funny with she went by Julie, but her name was Juliet.
Yeah.
But, it's funny to him.
All right. Her name was Virgin.
Oh.
But she wasn't one anymore.
Right. I that whole Shocking. Thing about I took her virginity.
My
oh, man.
Goodness.
That sounds so weird.
Yeah, it does.
Like, that it was a mutual agreement.
Yeah, you weren't like.
I'll take your virginity.
You weren't on some
Put him up.
On
Put him up.
A rampage.
This here's a robbery.
Yeah.
That's a virginity taken.
You and the other Templars in Letterman jackets, really? Just going around taking them?
Who's got the most?
Are you getting ready to rob a train?
No. Whoever comes back with the most virginities wins.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Yes. That's what The Legend of Zelda was about, Paige.
Rise Guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.